Good morning, my spazzers. Hey, y'all. Hey, let's get into this week's episode. And I'm going to kick this off with a financial affirmation, you guys. It is December 13th. And I'm hoping that you guys get this within a week or so. But let's go ahead and kick it off with the financial affirmation. I am financially abundant. Everything I spend comes back to me times 10. Everything and anything I want, I can and will acquire. I am manifesting everything from my heart. And I'm going to add in my soul desires. Hashtag Rita Soul Classics. That is a screenshot that is on my phone, that has been on my phone for some years now. And I just wanted to share that with you guys. Hang tight. Let's get into the episode. Let's go. What's up, beautiful people? Thanks for tuning in. I'm Sharita, and this is Spaz. Hello, my loves. Welcome to Spaz. As you guys know, I'm Sharita, and we're going to go ahead and get into this week's episode. It's probably going to be one. It's probably going to be the last one that I post for the year. And I know I did not post at all this year, you know, and it is what it is. But this is something that I wanted to make sure that I put on my platform going out of the year of 2021 and going and entering our new beginnings for 2022. We all know that I consider my New Year's on my date of birth only because it makes sense. However, this year, the whole month of December, I have been really, really trying my best to start habits. December 1st is when I went into it because I needed a whole time, like a whole 30 days or 31 days to create it. They say that it takes 30 days to break and create a habit. And so there were certain things that I was trying to start fresh with come December. So that way, hopefully I can go into, you know, 2022 comfortable in these habits that I have, you know, created for myself and that I know that I need to take seriously. A lot of the habits that I've been trying to like really tap into are habits that I've definitely have tried before in the past and just for whatever reason, I didn't follow through with it, whether I got distracted, whether I got lazy, whether I just lost particular faith in that particular habit, or I just felt like it was pointless and just kind of fell off the bandwagon with it. I'm not trying to do that this year. I'm noticing that, and maybe it's because I'm in my Jesus year. I look at it like I'm like literally at the peak of being able to tell people that I'm in my mid-30s because I'm still ice skating on the early 30s. You know what I'm saying? And because I'm understanding that I am getting older and there's certain things that I need to acquire and that I need to make happen now. I mean, there was really never no time for the play back then. But now more than ever, like, I just don't have time for no type of play. Like, I have to, you know, step into some type of a change for myself and for the betterment of myself and my situation, my living, and just certain things that I want for myself, you know, as a grown-ass woman. And so one thing that I always find myself in full circle with, you know, is always, oh, gosh. Just dropping phones and shit. I'm sorry, y'all. It's always financial stability. And I'm going to tap into what financial stability means to me and how it affects me and some money fears that I have and doubts and so forth of that nature. You know, when you're coming up, you know, like as a little girl, as a little boy, and you didn't have much or you didn't really see people, you know, in your family with financial freedom and with financial gains and living comfortably and not stressed out over a bill and what's due and car repossessions and, you know, whether there's food in the house or not, you know, whether you can either afford to pay your bills and eat or, you know, one or the other. Those are all real things. I'm pretty sure that most people, you know, have been through that. I know most people that I know personally have been through that or are currently struggling with those things and those fears and those type of frustrations. Or there's some people that have, you know, praise God, have gotten out of it, that are, you know, on the road to financial freedom, that do understand money management and how to make your money work for you and, you know, certain things that we all have been trying to, you know, master and tap into and accomplish, because I feel like everybody has been really, you know, working towards this, as we should. As we should, because one thing that I tell myself for sure is it's way too much money in America to be broke and to stay broke. There's way too much money on the internet itself to be broke. You know what I mean? And I'm really, really looking at it that way. Like, damn, it's a lot of money out here. I mean, let's be real here. It's something as simple as being a 90s kid, right? And seeing how hard, let's use Beyonce for an example. How hard Beyonce worked, you know, from her whole career to become a millionaire, right? Or a billionaire at this point, compared to somebody like a Cardi B, who was definitely well on her way to becoming a billionaire really, really quickly and in a very, very short amount of time. And that's because things are different now. You know what I mean? The world is different. There's so many different ways to acquire so many different things in our lives now. Things are coming faster, quicker, and easier for us now compared to what it did when we were growing up, compared to what it ever looked like for our parents, our family, and things of that nature. You know, and so I try my best to be, to allow that to motivate me now, allow that to like really, I don't know, like I put that in into like a real perspective now, because this is happening in real time right before our eyes. Cryptocurrency is blowing up and it's major and it's a new way to make money, trade money from peer to peer to buying goods and purchases. We're seeing our dollar, the value of our dollars are going low. Different countries are shitting on America, which is nothing new. We're so behind on so many different things, but we actually have the ability to see these things happening in real time because everybody has a cell phone and everybody's documenting, everybody's creating content, everybody is posting and sharing certain things, which is not a, it's a good thing when it comes down to those particular aspects, right? And so lately I've been trying to tell myself these affirmations. Like I said, one of the affirmations I read to you guys is a screensaver of mine, and it's been a screensaver of mine for a while now, like for some years. And it's just, even though I'm not gonna sit here and lie to you guys, I don't open my phone and like sit there and like read and chant it. I just don't. It's just there. And it's there for the moments and the days where I look at my phone and it's just, it's a quick reminder because it's right there on my phone. And my phone is constantly in my hands. Come on now. Our phones are always in our hands. And so I'm working on that too. But, you know, it's a constant reminder to myself when I do focus and pay attention and read it. Like, oh, okay, you know, bet. And I look at it like that. So I definitely make sure that I keep that on my phone. I keep certain quotes around me. Around my house, I say certain things to myself. I try to look at currency in a different light. Now, let's get into the meat and potato of it. When you are not fortunate, you know, growing up, you didn't have certain amenities like other people. You weren't provided a certain amount of income or certain things or whatnot. You know what I mean? You didn't have things given to you so easily, or whatever the case may be, or you just plain old struggle. You just plain old struggle, because trust me, I know what it's like to open up an empty fridge. That, as a matter of fact, that ain't nothing new to me. I don't feel no way about that now. I'm so used to that. Like, that does not do anything to me. When I see an empty fridge, I'm like, okay, I bet that's normal. That's a problem. I should not be normalizing something like that, because that's unfortunate and it's not a normal thing. It's normal to me because that was on and off my whole life. That's just how it was. That's how I grew up. I grew up seeing my mom financially struggle. You know what I mean? Really financially struggle, especially, you know, her being a single mom and having me and my sister. You know, that was a struggle. And so we didn't have everything that, you know, all the extra shit or anything of that nature. Now, what's so weird, and I know that Black folks can relate, is even though we didn't have much and we didn't have food and stuff like that, I don't really remember wanting, like, if that makes sense. You know what I mean? Like, my mom, like, I don't know, she made a way. Like, she always made a way. We probably didn't have everything, and maybe we didn't get a full 3-course meal deal every day, but I don't remember ever, like, really wanting. We definitely have had our days of going hungry. As a teenager, I remember being a teenager at work, and I remember taking food from work to bring home so that me and my mom can eat. I remember days when me and my sister was snatching food out of people's cars. And this is real. This is real shit. This is real stories. This happened. I ain't got no reason to lie to y'all. Y'all can run that up with my sister. But anywho, you know, things of these natures. So we, you know, things, I don't know. It's a hit and miss thing. However, I've never had the financial freedom to be like, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and just buy this really expensive item, and I'm not going to hurt about that. I'm going to go ahead and take a trip, and I'm going to ball out on this trip. I'm not going to have bare minimum. I don't want a eating limit when I take this vacation. Like, okay, I have this amount for food. I don't want to think about it. I should be able to charge this on my debit card and not feel no way about it, because I shouldn't really be charging this on my credit. I should have the money, the cash flow, to pay this off right now and keep it pushing. You know what I'm saying? Like, those are the things, and that's the freedom that I desire, and that's the freedom that I will for myself. That's the freedom that I want my nephews to grow up in. That's the freedom that I want for my sister. That's the freedom that I wish that my grandma Mary could have seen before she passed away. You know what I'm saying? That's the freedom that I definitely want my mom to see, that I want my mom to have, you know, the freedom to, you know, to live good, live happy, to not live stressed. Because financially, when things aren't going good, if your finances aren't up to par on where you are comfortable, that can be very scary, very stressful, very annoying. It could trigger anger in you. It's so many emotions that can come out of that for something that's man-made, really, for, like, finances, you know. But you got to eat to live, and you got to pay to eat. That's just what it is. You know, we need money to survive in this world. Sometimes you get over being able to pay the bare minimum. Like, I'm so grateful. I am so, so, so grateful that I'm able to maintain my own and live on my own and pay my bills and be able to eat, you know, you know, when I got it or whatever the case may be. Like, I'm comfortable, and I'm really grateful for that. I definitely want more for myself, but I'm grateful that I'm comfortable, and I'm grateful that I'm doing it by myself. If I give myself any type of credit, I give myself that credit all the time. You know what I mean? Especially because I know that I don't have a plan B to where I can go hit my mom up for some cash, or my daddy up for some cash, or my sister. And that's my sister and my mom is my core values. And if I can't hit them up for nothing, then, you know, hey, I got to make sure that this happens, that I'm getting, you know, I need to get what needs to be done. I need to work. I need to, you know, I got to do what I need to do. The last couple of years, I've been really big on focusing on different streams of income. When the goddamn pandemic hit, I tried to gather and get together my own susu with my own friends, and that didn't work. That's because people are financially afraid, and I'm changing that too. Like, I'm seeing that, and I'm moving over here. Like, okay, I don't need that around me no more, because that affects me as well. When you're around that all the time, it keeps you stagnant into that. You know what I mean? And I can't have that. And so I definitely did present that to a group of my partners, you know. And then I actually had a partner come back, didn't really tap into that idea with me, but came back when she tapped into it when a nigga put her on. Bitches really do move like that. Like, it's beyond me, but that happens. You know, I've had people, well, you know, it's a triangle scheme and it's this now. Like, people just don't believe, black people for sure, don't believe in doing certain things to be financially free, which is why a lot of people of color are stagnant in struggle. That's just what it is. Comfortable paycheck to paycheck, comfortable in debt and charging things on credit cards and so forth just to make it look like you're doing this and that. Taking trips that are beyond your means or that you really can't afford just so that way you can take a picture and post it on the gram. Going to the most expensive restaurant so you can eat as good as I don't know what because you want to take a picture of your plate. There's so many things that I naturally just cut back on because I needed to get certain things in order to be able to make sure that when I hit a certain age that I'm ready for a certain transition in my life. My biggest goal is ownership. I would like to own some property. I would like to own my home, and I would like to own a business, plain and simple. That's just what it is. I need real assets that I know for a fact that I can put hopefully in my future kid's name and in my nephew's name. I want things strictly, strictly underneath me and my sister's name only because we are the only Clarks. You know what I mean? Now that my brother's older and if he, you know, with his, of course, he will be willed into there as well. But I definitely want things in our names before we get married or anything of that nature to make sure that that's my blood on that for our future children. And I've always been very, very big on that. I would like to own a house with me and my sister so that way I know that this house is in our family. And if her kids are ever in need or my kids are ever in need, they got somewhere to go under my blood. And that's so important to me. And it's always been important to me. And it's important to me because I've never had it. We never had that. And my mom has always wanted that. Like, I remember being a little girl, my mom just always saying, like, I wish I was rich. Like, I wish I was rich. I wish you guys were rich. I hope when you guys get older, we were little girls, hoping you guys get older, you guys grow up and be an actress or a model. You guys get all this money. When we got old enough, y'all need to go sit down and go meet you a basketball player and get this money. Like, who teaches their kids this? And thank God, we never folded like that. And I think my mom has always been irritated by that. Like, I would have definitely been doing this, and that. It hit different when you make it on your own. It hit different when you work for it and you see the gains of the growth that you tap it into. When you actually see your work is paying off. You know, for me, I would love to tap into being paid for my creativity. I would love that. To not have to get up and waste so much time, you know, 8 to 10 hours a day at work making somebody else rich when I can be pouring in time to myself. Because reality of it is this, when you have to get up and work for your money, you don't have the same amount of hours and times in a day as a person who has that freedom to be able to create and do what they want to do. You just don't got it because you have things that you need to do. You have to work twice as hard to create that space and to create that freedom and your time to be able to do this. Because, I mean, who would not love to, you know, get paid for what they love to do, even if it's not creating? What if it's helping people or giving back or a nonprofit or things of this nature? You know, there's so many ideas to be had. There's so many things that we can do, you know, to change things, like really create generational wealth, you know what I mean? And I've never had that, you know, I never seen that. I don't, you know, like my mom and dad don't even have a will that I know. Well, my dad, I have no idea. My auntie would know all that because he don't share nothing with us. But my mom, which is my, you know, what I do know, she doesn't have a will and things like that, you know, and I think about things like that because we're getting older, you know what I'm saying? And those are things that I need to know that I need to tap into when it comes to that. Those are things that are my mom makes it my responsibility. And so she is my responsibility, her and my sister. And that's just where I'm at with it, you know, but those are things that we think about. What are you going to be leaving your children? Will it be a will of debt or will you be leaving them access? You know what I mean? Like a whole bunch of assets, ways of income, a business that's already generating income, employees and stuff of that nature. You know what I mean? Instead of leaving them credit card bills and debt and loans and student loans and all this stuff, you know, debt. Speaking of debt, I remember being, you know, I inquired some of my student loan debt simply because I joined a vocational school because they paid you to go to school. So I was told. I didn't know that when they paid you to go to school, that was money coming out of a loan that you had to pay back, because that was not explained. You know what I'm saying? So now there goes the debt right there, plus no degree. So I have all this student loan debt with no degree, right? And there's so many other of my peers that are just like that, that have all this student loan debt that did not finish or that never inquired anything with, you know, with the information that they were seeking to obtain. It just didn't work out that way. They didn't finish, or maybe they got kids, or life hit them in whatever way, or they just never got around to finishing, or they got dismotivated, or they realized that college simply just wasn't for them. There's so many things that could have happened on why people, you know, didn't, you know, finish certain things. And I'm understanding to that. I don't never sit back and be like, oh, you know, that's why it's really offensive when you see people like, oh, these niggas broke. Your pockets is empty. Da 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 da. Whoop-de-whoop-whoop. Like, that ain't nothing to, like, really. I've just never been a big flasher like that. You know what I mean? And I'm not sure it's because, like I said, I know what it feels like to be broke. I'm not the richest right now. I'm content. Because I'm not even, like, fully comfortable. You know what I mean? I'm comfortable that I have a place over my head and things of that nature, but I'm not living in a house. You know what I'm saying? I drive a beat up Honda Civic, 2015 Honda Civic, that I need to get fixed. You know what I'm saying? Like, if y'all see me out here in the streets, you're not going to see me pushing a Benz, and I'm a Benz or a BMW, and I live in an apartment. That's crazy to me. Like, that's so crazy to me. I'd rather, you know, get into a foreign, if I even ever get a foreign, if I'm into that, get a foreign when I got a house or a property. To me, that makes sense. I'm not going to go into debt paying like a $500, $600 car note. And I'm living in an apartment trying to barely make my rent. This is California. Our rent is not cheap. It is real to live out here. Like, it ain't cheap. It really ain't cheap. You know, and our jobs, minimum wage ain't shit. You don't got a college degree. It's very, very rare that you finna get a 20-something dollar hour paying job. Like, that's a rare thing to find. You know what I mean? Not saying that you cannot find it and that it's not possible, because it absolutely is. However, it's going to be very harder. And whether they like to admit it or not, it's going to be twice as hard, three times as hard for a black girl. That's just what it is. I have been on interviews with people that I know are completely coked out, and I know that I could do my job better. I know that this motherfucker be in the bathroom snoring coke all day, not doing her job, and she'll get the job over me. That has happened. That has 100% happened. And it's like, well, how and why is this? I have, you know, this is crazy to me. You know what I'm saying? I remember, you guys, when I went through my situation, my legal situation with my ex, I told you guys how I had to end that situation and found myself in jail. That was a real situation. That really put me in a financial hole. That has put me in a financial hole to where, to this day, I'm still digging out of it on a real level. Like, that shit ain't no joke. Like, for real, for real. Ladies, don't let nobody take you out your element. And don't let no man take advantage of you, hit on you, or nothing of that nature. And I do promise you that. I mean that shit on my life. I mean it. But anywho, I remember in that situation, I had to take classes. And I remember all these other girls, and no, they were not black. And they would be like, oh, this doesn't go against my record. I still got to keep my job. Or I went on there and I just kind of explained my case and they let me go. And I kid you not, it was not that many black girls in that class. It was me and maybe two or three other black girls, and they came after me. And I remember one specifically, I wonder how that girl doing with her baby, but I remember she used to say that, and I was so glad when she bought her ass into that class. And when she said that, like, I don't need this on my record because, you know, it's hard for us to find a job. And didn't nobody feel her, and I felt her. Because I knew, and I was so happy because I felt seen. Because I was looking at them girls like, that ain't my situation. That's not my situation. Like, I don't even understand. And you ain't doing nothing but rubbing this in my face at this point. You don't even mean it. You don't even know that you're doing it. But I'm telling you right now, that ain't my situation. And so it was harder for me to get back into the, you know, thank God at the time I had a job, you know what I mean? But I had to lose, it was a federal contract. So I had to lose my contract. That means I lost my bonuses that I was getting at that time. I took a major financial cut because of all that shit that went down, right? So that set me back financially. It set me back on having to, you know, hold things down solo by myself and make sure that I'm, you know, taking care of my household. My household is my baby, that and my jewels. But, you know, doing this alone, I don't have extra to be doing A, B, C, and D. And I don't really respect it when you're around people that, like, try to shame you for that. And these people, they be trying to shame you, living with their mom. The house ain't fully furnished. They eating out all day, every day. And, you know, you just, that's crazy to me. And they making you feel bad because you ain't living like how they living or how they posting to live. You know, it's a trip. It's truly a trip. But that ain't nothing to get caught up into or distracted by. You know what I mean? Because literally, it's all a distraction. It's all a distraction, unfortunately. And that's truthfully. You know, and those are distractions that are just, I mean, you know, you don't need them. You don't need them. Life goes on. Things happen. Setbacks happen. You know what I mean? There's a reason for every single setback. There was a lesson learned in every single setback. There was a time out that needed to be happen. There was forgiveness that came out of those things. You know what I mean? But none the least to say, financially, you know, you all of those things, and I probably didn't mention half the things that people are really dealing with and going through, but those things can take a real toll on you. You know what I mean? If you really sit back and you allow it to take a toll on you and you get so down and out, stuck in those thoughts, the thoughts of you not doing this or you not having enough for that, or you still owe this, or you still got to pay for that, or whatever the case may be, like, you're not the only one going through that. You know, that's just what it is. And I be having to tell myself that as well. Like, I ain't the only one out here dealing with this shit. I'm not the only one dealing with this shit. And to be 100 with you, I don't give a fuck if I was the only one out here dealing with this shit. Let me go ahead and get through it. That's it. Like, that's it. I don't know. At this point, I don't know if God is giving, you know, giving me things that I can handle. If he's not, he's giving me some things that I absolutely cannot handle. You know what I'm saying? So we don't know if that saying is legit or is it not legit. I'm not here to figure it out. I'm just here to learn my lessons and get through it. And so I have been really, really big on speaking positive money affirmations to myself on a regular. You know, I had started to do, I've been trying to get into like a digital journaling. I do journal here and there, like handwritten journal, only because it's very old school. And a lot of times I need to write things down to make it real, but I've been trying to get, transport my stuff digitally. That way I can journal on the go. Cause there's times where I need to sit back and just, I need to take a space out and I might need to get my thoughts off right there on the spot. And I mean, yes, sometimes, I mean, a long time I used to carry like a little notebook in my car and do it that way. But what if I'm not in my car? What if I ain't got this notebook, whatever the case may be? What I do have is I do always have my phone. And so I've been trying to get into that and make sure that I'm willing that and making that a comfortable habit for 2022. And I see a lot of good things coming in this year with these practices that I'm taking. I see major financial growth, which is a very big deal to me because it's necessary. I get tired of being stressed, you know, off of making things happen. And, you know, and the thing is, the reason why I went into details and bringing up family is because it's literally generational curses. Like my mom, I remember when we were little, she would always say like, you know, life is hard. Life is hard. You'll see when you get older, life is hard. And honestly, she probably put that shit on us and didn't even know it. Like just didn't have a clue. But my mom will always say that. And at the time I mean, of course I'm a kid. I didn't really, fathom like the full wide picture of what she was talking about until I became an adult. And I was like, damn, she wasn't lying. Life is hard, but life is beautiful. Life is great. Like I naturally refocused my mind into just being as positive as I can be because I've heard so much negative growing up. So I just naturally don't want that on me no more. I need that shaken off because it definitely takes a toll. And I've watched it keep my family at bay. I got family,
shoot, I got an uncle right now in the town. Unfortunately, my uncle, he never steps out of his house unless he needs to go pay his bills. He lives right down the street from every single bill that he needs, from his PG&E to, you know, local, you know, stores to go eat and to pay his rent. And that's it. He does not leave his house. Like, you know, just, and there's other reasons underlying that, but seeing this, like, I have, you know, my family is constantly struggling, you know, with finances. Like, that's it. That's all. And I'm over it. Like, I'm over it. I don't want to sit back and be frugal all of my life. You know what I mean? And I'm a frugal person, and I really don't see that changing too much. But I at least want to get to the point where I'm comfortable knowing that if I wanted to spend this, I can. And knowing that this is going to come back to me in 10 times fold. Like, just knowing that and being 100% comfortable with that, truly believing it. Believing and telling myself that money chooses me. Money is my best friend. Money likes me. Money wants to hang around me. Like, I know that sounds crazy, but these are real affirmations that I write in my journal. Like, that when it says, you know, give yourself, you know, daily affirmations, those are a couple of them that I do put. Like, I will put, like, money likes me and it's my best friend. I am wealthy. You know what I mean? I am a business owner. I do own properties. Like, just things that you, I mean, I'm not saying nothing new. These are things that you guys already know. Sometimes maybe you push and play and it's just hitting right on time that I'm coming at it on the nose. For whatever reason, sometimes we know certain things already, but then somebody else comes and it kind of reshine a light on us. We like, damn, yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah, man, I didn't know. I knew all about that. And I didn't. That's another thing. I want to be able to talk about the things that I know and the things that I see. You know what I'm saying? Like, when everything been hitting off, I started to learn about stocks. And I know, I'm not going to say quite a bit, but I know something. You know what I mean? Versus when I didn't know anything about it. I know something about crypto. I don't know everything about it. I don't know everything about NFTs, but I know something about it. I am in the beginning of the loop of it. You know what I mean? And I'm in the conversation. And these are things that have been going on for a very long time. Why wasn't I talking about this when I start hearing about it? You know what I mean? To where now it's like, okay, that's another thing. When you know something or you want to will certain things into your life, you got to talk about that. I don't talk about these things with my friends, you know, and why? Certain friends I talk to about these things. Sometimes I do not talk to them about this. I need to get to the place where I'm talking to all you motherfuckers about this. I need to get to the place where our conversations are only about success. Financial gains, freedoms, and everything like that. That's all I want to talk about. And then, you know, plus, you know, the womanly things that we share and talk about as well. But I'm talking about the core, the meat and the potatoes of the conversation. It needs to be that way. I want that surrounded with me at all times. Like, I don't know what else to say. You know what I mean? And then there's a fear. You got people who just look at you. You know, sometimes when you're talking about your ideas or you're talking about certain things that you're trying to will into your life and you're talking to somebody with a blank stare, you're talking to somebody that kind of gives you that feeling of like, oh, here she go talking again. Okay, girl. But they don't really like believe it. Like, they don't show you that they believe in you, or they don't show you. I'm here to tell you, because this is definitely something that I'd be struggling with, because I'll catch that in somebody and immediately be like, you know what? And I'll just write that off. Like, you know, I ain't really fucking with it. They hella messy. Like, that's some fake ass shit. I caught that. Like, I just kind of wheel things in my head when really, that needs to just be like, nigga, I'm going to keep talking. This is what I said, And eventually you're going to get so tired of it because you're going to start seeing it though. And that's that. Like, I said what I said, and I'm going to start having conversations with my friends about these things. I'm going to wrap it up, because at this point I'm logging on. I'm going on. And I, you know, y'all know that's what I do. So that ain't nothing new. But I'm going to wrap it up with another thing that I want to bring into the year. This past spring, or was that last spring? I believe that was this past spring, if I'm not mistaken. Maybe it was. Whatever. One of these springs, one of my girls, she had a birthday. And her birthday, she wanted us all, like a ladies' trip, to go down to Tahoe. We all stayed in Tahoe in this beautiful, beautiful cabin for the weekend. And she let me take Jules. My friends be so real. The ones that I have that are really real are really real. But and I love y'all. I really do love you guys. I appreciate you. Some of you motherfuckers ain't my friends though. But hey, but the ones that are my friends, you know you my friend. Anywho, so in the midst of this whole, you know, weekend getaway, her mom, which is who I love, Mama Ella, her mom, and I don't even know what triggered her to do this or how did this come about, but all of a sudden she gets up at the table and she just like checks us in the most loving way. Like she just was on some like, hey, I'm probably paraphrasing. I'm just going to kind of give it a gist of what happened. She gets up and says, hey, you know, y'all got too many things going on. You ladies got too much stuff going for yourself. And y'all, I haven't heard not one time y'all sit here and talking about it. And she wasn't judging us or anything. She was just making a statement call. Something that she was noticing that she called us out on. Stopped us in dead conversation, had everybody state what they're working on, what their passion was. And sure enough, everybody at the table had a passion or something they were working on, right? And I thought to myself, the whole time she's talking, I'm loving it. Like I'm talking about, I'm loving it. I'm sitting down like, yes, Mama Ella, get us out of our show. You know what I'm saying? What's the problem? Let's talk about it. Like things like that bring me joy. You know, somebody shining lights and some shit that I know light needs to be shined on, I'm here for it. And she just commanded our attention. And for me, I was inspired by that grown woman handling herself the way that she handled her, the way that she handled us. Handling herself the way that she did, handling us. If that makes sense. It sounds kind of crazy, but I can't make this shit up. This is what happened. And so we all go around the table. We say when we, you know, what our passion was, what we need to do as far as our business adventures. And she's like, you know, support your friends, carry your stuff around, always talk about your business. Da 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 da. She gaming us. I'm talking about just gaming us. And I'm looking, I'm taking it in, like, yeah, you know, you're right. She get us all pumped up. So then we kind of start talking about it. We kind of start talking amongst each other about like, hey, you know, I have a girl. My girl, she wants to cook. My other friend is, you know, she, one grows weed and sells weed wholesale. The other one was looking to start, I forgot what kind of business. I think she wanted to get into photography, candles over here, just different businesses, right? Thought to myself, like, why, how come this wasn't a conversation? And how come this ain't a conversation throughout the times that we sit back and we talk? Sometimes, I know me, on a one-on-one scale, I talk about things with my friends, you know, but when we gather together, a lot of the conversation, no shade, and I'm not trying to be funny or nothing like that, but I noticed that a lot of the conversation be bullshit. And sadly, I fall into that bullshit because I don't do my part by trying to initiate a different conversation. And if I really think about it, and honestly, just like a ding ding moment of truth now, whenever I do, I naturally feel like everybody be like, here she go. Here she go, trying to get deep. And I really do feel like people just be writing me off. I really feel that way. Like, I really feel that people be looking at me like, man, she thinks she know it all. Or she think, here she go trying to talk. Here she go with the light. I really feel that way. Actually, I don't. That's what it is. Motherfuckers be on that shit. Why you on that shit? Don't know. Don't care. But the reality of it is, why aren't we talking to our friends about business ideas that we have? You know what I'm saying? Why isn't that a common thing? Why are we so afraid to sit back and eat with our friends, our real friends, the friends that we really have, the ones that you know, that you believe aren't going to, you know, do you dirty, steer you wrong, or anything of that nature? And honestly, how would you know if you're going to get done dirty or steered wrong if you don't reach out and see if you can network and build with them? You know what I mean? But I noticed that for some reason, we are so, and I mean me, when I started my podcast, I immediately went into this podcast. I went into fast thinking, okay, I hope this is dope enough to where it reaches people like strangers, because they're going to be the ones to show me the love. People that know me, they're going to look right over me. And that's a fact. And that happens. I know people who literally listen to my podcast just to criticize me because I don't pronounce things right. I know that people listen to my podcast just to criticize me and walk around and have side conversations like, she thinks she doing this and she thinks she know this. She be acting like she know it all. You can't tell her. All that negative shit that Sherita Clark ain't never said. That's that shit that you said to yourself, and you can keep that over there. But this is real thing. And these are friends. These are your peers that are doing these things. And so that puts you in a boat where you're like, you know what? I don't even want to talk about it. So then you harbor all of these creative, beautiful business ideas that you have. You harbor them. And I don't know why that is, because I do it too. I do that too. I struggle with that. One time did I tell, I mean, I have reasons when I think about it. Like, one prime example, I remember I told one of my family members, it was a cousin of mine. shout out to you, because when you hear this, you know I'm going to be talking about you, and I am. And if you want to call me and talk about it, you do so. But I told a family member of mine a business idea. Like, hey, man, this will be done. I got a lot. I'm talking about I got a lot that I got to get off my chest this year. And I just want to make sure that it's with a trusted source, that we trying to make this money, or you got some education that I don't know. I don't know where to start. Maybe you can guide me a different type of way. I got the credit. You got the cash. Whatever the case may be, let's work. Let's work. You know, but anywho, I told this cousin, like, hey, I'll be, if I ever did this, I would move out here. And it's really a goal of mine to start this kind of business. Bold face, straight face, no nothing. I probably even talked about this on the podcast before, on one of my podcasts before. And I can't, because I still can't believe this. This happened. And it was like no remorse. And Bowley was like, I'm finna take your idea. If that really go down and this pop off, I'm finna take your idea. I'm gonna run with it. Straight face. It wasn't no like, hey, you know, that's pretty dope. That's hella credit. We need to really look into that. I got a friend that can really maybe help us with that. Let's brainstorm some ideas. Let's build together. There's too many chiefs and not enough NDNs. And I don't understand why. It's unnecessary. After that, it shut me down. And I go through phases. When I get shut down and I put myself in this little hole, I will shut down. And that's not always healthy. That's something I need to work on as well. But that's real. And that happened. And I remember reaching out to one of my BGs and telling her about it. And she felt me. Like, nah, like, I don't really play like that. And I feel you, BG. Like, I get it. This and that. We were talking about it the other night. And I was just like, you know, that shit really, you know, because now I look at it like, now I don't want to talk about things with people. Because I feel like you're finna go around with that and cut me out of it. Or you finna go do this. When the reality of it is, there's so much money out here for everybody. That picture, there's a meme with that little bread, that aisle full of bread. Like, there's so many different breads. And everybody, all these companies is making it. The same thing. There's so much money out here. Everybody can go out here and get it. You know what I'm saying? Like, Beyonce hit a billy. Why can't Cardi come up and hit a billy too? Maybe it took Beyonce longer because it's old money. But at the end of the day, there's room for everybody to grow. I'm a firm believer in that. I don't want to keep straying away from that, because I have moments when I get introduced to fake ass shit, funny shit, snake shit. I shut down. I peep game and I ain't fucking with you. I really ain't fucking with you. Like, I really will sit back and be like, I'm not fucking with that. I don't like that energy. I don't like that loudness that just made me feel. I'm not really fucking with that, because I would never do nobody like that. I would be the one and be like, damn, that's hella dope. Yeah, well, maybe you should look into this. I'm going to motivate you. If I know somebody that can help you with that, I'm instantly plugging that. That's not an issue. I do Friend Fridays all day. I haven't done it in a long time, but I do my Friend Fridays because, nigga, my friends and your friends is different. My following and your following is different. Maybe it's somebody that was looking for something that didn't really ask about it, so I posted it and boom, it hit them right on the spot. That has happened. You know what I'm saying? Why can't that happen? Why we can't promote each other? Why we can't want to see each other win? Why we all don't want to see each other financially level up and be financially free? That's the way it's supposed to be. Y'all talking about an American dream? What the fuck? What kind of fucking dream you out here trying to gather? What dream are y'all fucking chasing? You know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck? And how far you think you finna go without a game plan and without a team that's gonna back you up? What do you mean? You know what I'm saying? Why we can't be like Harriet? I'm gonna leave it like this. Why can't we be like Harriet Tubman, who got free, turned her ass around, had confidence, and came back and got the rest of the slaves? Why can't we do that? What happened? Why is everybody competing? What happened? Nonetheless, to say, we are willing financial freedoms. We are willing love and light in our lives. I am willing forgiveness into my light. Hopefully, I'm going to be open to allowing love and to be telling myself that I am somebody that can be loved, that I can trust again, I can forgive. You never know. A lot of change can happen. A lot of things happen in a year or two. Things go, you know, shit happens. Things happen. Everything's for a reason. Everything is a lesson learned. And I'm definitely trying to pay attention to the lessons that were presented to me. But, you know, that's how we kicking off. That's how I plan on kicking off my New Year's, you know, and that's the end of my spaz for the year. Peace and light, y'all. It's been real. It's spaz.